I have competed in this organization for about 2 years now, and to be able to go to Miss Missouri's team as a rookie and walk away with the state title was an unbelievable feeling. I was so honored to be chosen as the next Miss Missouri's team. You know, you get valuable life experience, you get interview skills, you get public speaking skills, and, you know, you get scholarships. So that's just amazing to get all these things.
You won a pretty amazing scholarship, I hear.
Yes, ma'am, I did. I won about $8,000. Any university, I can go out of state, I can go in state. So it's very nice to be able to go where I want and use this money.
That's fantastic. You will be a junior at Thayer High School coming up this next year.
Yes, ma'am.
Have any thoughts about what you want to do in college yet?
The plan right now, I plan to attend Wichita Baptist University and pursue a Bachelor's of Science in Biology. And from there, I plan to go to graduate school to become a physician's assistant.
Tell us about the pageant. Tell us about the events that you participated in and give us all the details.
So the phases of competition for the Miss Missouri's teen pageant is interview, fitness, talent, and evening gown. They are all individually scored. They're, you know, interview, you go into a private interview with a panel of judges, and you get to talk about your community service initiative, which is what you advocate for in this organization. Fitness, you show off your goals and how well you take care of your body. Talent, you show off your talent. I sing That's Life by Frank Sinatra this year. And evening gown, you show off how you carry yourself, how poised you are, how confident you are. And on stage question. They ask you a question on stage, they more around your community service initiative.
What was the question you were asked?
I believe for preliminary night, it was about how I could use my social impact in a community service initiative. Kindness is key to impact others around me.
Tell us about your community service initiative.
My community service initiative is Kindness is Key, and it's all about making people feel loved and supported through kindness because it's super easy to give. You know, it's those small acts of kindness in the masses that create the biggest difference.
What would you say to someone who's interested, you know, who hears this interview and thinks maybe this is something that I could do? What would your advice be to future contestants?
I would say just go to a local preliminary in one of the areas to see what it's like, to experience it. You can see all the faces of competition at the preliminary level, and that I feel like you could kind of figure out if you want to do it, if it's something for you.
What was it like that moment you heard your name announced as Miss Teen Missouri?
It was shocking. I think I'm still in shock. I don't think I fully processed it yet, but it was absolutely amazing to be called as Miss Missouri's teen, and I am so excited for what the year holds for me.
What's next, Grayson? What's next on the schedule for you?
As of Saturday, I'm heading back to Houston, where it all started, to be in the 4th of July parade there. And I will get to do a little meet and greet with the people of Texas County. In January, I will go and compete at Miss America's team with all the other state title holders.